Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. I was encouraged reading this beautiful scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 15. It says, "In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength." My dear brothers and sisters, so often in our modern lives, we attack our problems with frantic and hurried activity, creating unnecessary stress for ourselves. We easily forget that our Heavenly Father can assist us in meeting our daily challenges with serenity and calm assurance. We need the quiet confidence in God and a peaceful resting in His eternal love. That is of paramount importance. You know, the Lord always is our good shepherd and He leads us beside the still waters, so that the sheep will not get afraid. Sheep will not be restless, but will be preserved, protected, provided for, and prosper. My dear brothers and sisters, it is important that we understand that kind of rest in which is our salvation. Hallelujah. By worrying and by stress and anxiety, we don't glorify God. But when we put our trust in God and when we return to Him, come to Him, and say, "Lord, here am I. You know, I have unnecessarily worried. Please forgive me. I have tried to care about myself. Please forgive me. And I cast my burden onto you and have mercy upon me. Please take care of me." And He will take care of you. He has promised. He says, "Look to the lilies of the field." Even Solomon in all his glory was never arrayed like that. "Look to the birds of the air. And not even one falls to the ground without the Father's knowledge. And look to the birds of the air, they never go begging or never go looking for anything. The food is provided." So why do you struggle in anxiety, says Jesus, right? So be encouraged. I was listening to this beautiful hymn by John Whittier. You know, he's called the America's beloved Quaker poet. Whittier's poetic lines remind us this very clearly, admonishing us to listen carefully for God's still small voice of calm in the midst of all of life's turbulence. Whittier was a good example of quiet godly life in his speech, dress, and writings. It has been said that he left upon our literature the stamp of genius and upon our religion the touch of sanity. He writes, "A good hymn is the best use to which poetry can be devoted, though I do not claim to have succeeded in writing one. Hymnal editors, however, have collected and edited enough of his poems to make 75 hymns. John Whittier's life expressed the steadfast rest in his Heavenly Father's love that these words suggest. So my dear brothers and sisters, as you listen to this hymn and as you ponder upon this scripture and upon this exhortation, decide now to let Him guide you and give you peace in this hectic world of yours. Amen. Breathe this prayer as you begin your activities today. Lord, grant to me a quiet mind that, trusting Thee, for Thou art kind, I may go on without a fear, for Thou, my Lord, art always near." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, because you are a gracious and a merciful God. You, O Lord God Almighty, in your mercy, Lord, causes our hearts to beat with the rhythm of life. We have the breath of God in our nostrils. You have allowed to enter into the 4th of February by your grace. There are many, O Lord, who couldn't see this day, but you have been gracious and merciful to us. And therefore, our hearts are filled with gratitude and we express our thanksgiving to you this morning. Lord, we are grateful to you. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. And we give you the glory. Today, Lord, as your flock, help us. Lord, that in repentance and rest is your salvation, your word says. The Lord will understand that repentance is a good word, not a bad word. That if you're going in our follies, if you're, Lord, if you're going in a wrong path, we can always repent and return unto the Lord. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. I pray, Lord, that as your word says, O Father God, in yesterday's exhortation, be still and know that I am your God. O Father, we'll be still and know that you are our God. In our trying times, difficult times, painful times, Lord, times where apprehensions of this world grip our mind, I ask for your grace and your glory to abound upon us. Give us that calmness and that quietness and trust that will be our strength, O God. And Father, help us to depend on you completely as your flock, O Father, steps out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands. Cover them all under your blood. O Father, the work of the hands will be blessed. You will flourish them and prosper them, and you'll keep them from the evil one. The ones who are sick in our midst, O Father, I speak healing into the name of Jesus, especially for Brother Alex. Lord God Almighty has sent forth resurrection and life into his body. Right now, in Jesus' name, I rebuke every manner of sickness, every manner of, Lord, pain and suffering that, O Lord, your people go through. I rebuke it from their lives in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed. And we thank you for it. We give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.